This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here is something we haven't had cause to talk about for a while now. Foreclosures. They have been for a decade or more at pretty low levels, but there are some indications that is changing. Atom Data Solutions, that's a cruncher of national real estate facts and figures. They say what's commonly referred to as foreclosure activity has been going up all year, sharply in May, a 7% monthly spike over April, and a 14% increase from a year ago. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on that one.
Foreclosure activity includes everything from forced property auctions and bank repossessions to mortgage default notices. And Susan Wachter at the Wharton School says, while the number is rising, it's not yet alarming.
This increase that we've seen, while it is significant and definitely bears watching, still we're at very low rates.
Especially when you compare foreclosures during the bad old days of the late 2000s housing crisis to today, says Guy Sakala at Inside Mortgage Finance.
You know, we're still under 0.5% of loans nationwide. And at the peak during the foreclosure crisis, it was 2.25%, 2.33% of all loans.
A couple of things have kept the situation chill until now, says Susan Wachter. Financial regulation and tighter bank lending standards, plus federally mandated mortgage forbearance during the pandemic.
It worked and kept people in their homes, and most of the delinquencies due to the loss of income were cured during the period of forbearance.
But that's over. Still, there isn't usually a big increase in people defaulting on their mortgages until we see a big spike in unemployment, and we haven't. But in certain sectors, people are losing their jobs, says Vivek Shah at the University of Denver.
I suspect a lot of these foreclosures are because of the layoffs you've seen in the tech sector, construction jobs, layoffs in lending and banking.
Shah also thinks the recent spike in foreclosure activity may be due to house flippers. He says they may now be stuck with improved properties that they can't sell at improved prices. So some of them may just be walking away. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.